Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it. Well, I feel like it's something that's going to divide. Actually, I don't even know if it will divide a lot of people. I think everyone's just going to be on my side with this one.
Okay, so... What did it even do?
No. This is a story from the UK.
Okay.
A mum is fuming as a teacher has demanded the whole class be invited to her son's birthday party or he's going to lose recess.
What?
Yeah. So the parent claims her son's teacher recently overstepped a boundary, insisting that she change her son's birthday party plans and threatening to take away his break if she didn't do it. So the teachers demanded that the entire class be invited to celebrate the boy's birthday.
That's so wrong.
Yeah. Well, she just said, however, the issue is that the size of the house, she couldn't fit 25 kids at home. She just let him invite 5 friends over.
Mm.
Obviously, they were excited about it, talking about it at school. Then
word got out.
Uh-huh. And the teacher...
Are you going to have a party on the weekend? Yeah,
let's go. How cool. But he and his friends were talking about it. And the teacher sent the mum an email in the afternoon basically telling her that the class rule for parties is similar to like Valentine's or bringing treats, that you have to invite the entire class.
How are you meant to show your love for one person in the classroom by buying her or him roses?
Yeah, you're going to buy everyone roses.
Nah, everything's getting too PC.
Well, this is...
If you want to invite 5 people, you invite 5 people. For all they know, one of those kids in that classroom is bullying the other kid. You don't want to invite your bully to your party.
No. Here's the thing, though, right? So I've thought about this, obviously, because I got kids in school.
Mm. How would you feel about the situation?
It's hard because I don't want to leave anyone out.
Mm-hmm.
So luckily in one of my kids' classes, there's not many girls. So you just go, okay, you can just invite the girls over.
Okay.
That way you're not excluding anyone like in particular.
Yeah, makes sense. Like, right? No, it's just the girls' party.
It's just
the boys' party.
Yeah,
makes
that's
sense.
Fine. But I'm also like, also, maybe you just want to have your 5 closest friends. That should be fine. But then I'm like, but I don't want anyone to feel left out. So maybe we should invite the entire class.
Or it should be up to the mum regardless.
Oh, exactly. I think it comes down to that, right? Like the teacher shouldn't have a say.
Maybe we are wrong though. Maybe there's people out there who are like, well, no, it makes sense.
Yeah.
Be inclusive of everyone.
Yeah.
That way no one gets hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can't provide a birthday party for everyone, then don't have one.
But then that kid misses out just because their home's not big enough or they can't afford to have the whole class over. Celeste's texted, I do what I want. That's it. Fair enough, Celeste. Louise has given us a call. Louise, what do you reckon?
Well, I didn't want to sound too stalkerish, but if I said that I wanted to come to your Christmas dinner because I liked you on the radio, would you say yes because you didn't want to leave me out?
Probably.
What would we do with it?
Would you invite Louise over, Jazeel?
Look, Louise, this is an interview right now, okay? What would you bring to our party? How would you make it alive?
Well, that's probably what the mum has to put in for in terms of who she invites. What are you going to bring to the party?
Love that.
Yeah. Another question for you, Louise. Do you intend to harm us in any way? If not, you can come.
I'm not eating your sausage rolls, Louise. I'm not eating them.
Oh, brilliant. Thank you so much to everyone who's got in contact. You can keep texting if you like.
Dave got in touch. This must be a joke. The teacher has no right at all to do that. I agree.
Yeah.
You can't step in. That's out of school hours, right?
Exactly.
You can't just jump in there.
Yeah. But see, I'm sort of like, oh, I can't. Yeah,
Well, here's what you do, right?
Okay.
I think it should be... They should be allowed to do that because it's only 5 people.
Yeah.
However, there should be a number. If you're only excluding, say, 3 or 4...
Oh, that's not fair.
That's rude. And that's like, no, invite the whole class.
Yeah.
But 5 out of, I'm guessing, is probably a classroom of 25.
Then that's fine.
Then that's absolutely, absolutely fine.
All right, we've got one more call. Tamara's given us a call. What do you think, Tamara?
I think the teacher, like everyone, a few other people have said, needs to mind their own business because... Some people don't get on with others, kids-wise, but also some parents, I think I read this particular one on Reddit, they've only got a small space and they can only fit a certain number of people. So therefore, they should be allowed to do what they want in their own home without a teacher telling them what they can and can't do.
Perfectly summed up, Tamara.
I hear you, Tamara.
It was on Reddit, so she doesn't know what it
is. Okay, so she knows exactly what she's talking about.
Thank you so much. Malcolm's saying, I think you should absolutely invite every child from the class to your party and then send the teacher the invite. Invoice for all the additional costs.
Now, we don't want to pay out on teachers because they do an amazing job. It's just this one teacher.
Yeah, who said, if you don't invite the whole class, you don't get to have a recess.
But well done, Malcolm. Yeah, I agree.
Thank you, Malcolm.
Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.